The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 461.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a special little lady on the show today. She is the founder of Coder Bunnies, and she's going to elaborate more on what it's all about. So I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Samira Mehta. Samira, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Okay. Well, my name is Samira Mehta. I'm 9 years old. I live in Silicon Valley, California. I'm a founder, speaker, inventor, and a maker. I created a board game called Coder Bunnies and a company to teach kids among the age of 4 to 104. Coder Bunnies is the most comprehensive coding board game ever. Besides coding, I'm a blogger, songwriter, singer, swimmer, and an ice skater. I do workshops at libraries, tech events, cooperations, communities, and schools with Coder Bunnies to introduce coding. Within no time, kids learn the basic and advanced programming concepts. Turns out, all the computer languages like Scratch, Python, Java, and C use the same concept. So once a kid learns the fundamentals of playing Coder Bunnies, it makes it much easier for them to learn any coding language. The idea is easy. Play a board game, make code, and learn to code. All of it, it's fun.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And you know, that's amazing what you've created at 9 years old. I think I'm going to have to get that and learn to code on my own too. So I think that's amazing.
Thank you.
And you know, what's your cultural background?
Well, I'm an Indian American. I was born in America, but my parents were born in India. I'm proud to be of both nationalities and give equal respect to each country.
Thanks for sharing that, Samira. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote is, "Self-confidence is the best outfit. Rock it and own it." I like it because it lets you know self-confidence is the most beautiful dress you own. And if you have self-confidence, then no one can look prettier than you.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love that quote. I agree with you. You know, the best outfit you can wear is your self-confidence. You know, when you have it, you know, nothing will stop you from, you know, just owning it. So thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
My definition of self-confidence is believe in yourself. If you feel you can do something, you clearly can. If you don't believe in yourself, no one will. You are you and nobody can change that. Where you believe, there's a will. There's always a way.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. You know, I'm just really shocked because, you know, you're 9 years old, but you definitely don't sound like a 9 year old girl talking. I think you speak better than I do sometimes, but you know, I think it's really great. I'm really glad to have you on the show. So I just wanted to put that as well. And you know, Samira, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Before I discovered self-confidence, I had a very dull life. I never knew what it was like to believe in myself and trust what I do. Whenever I did something, I thought, this is horrible. I can't do anything. I'll fail in everything I do, until I discovered my self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we can all relate to, right? Especially feeling like we're a failure in every single thing we do, having the I can't attitude, you know, and it's so easy to just switch it to from I can't to I can, right? And what was that moment in your life when you realized, you know, you can be, you know, the person that you are today and have that self-confidence? What was that aha moment?
Well, my aha moment was when I was part of the NASDAQ closing bell. It takes people all their life to do that. And I was fortunate enough to be invited.
That is amazing. And, you know, how were you invited to do the NASDAQ closing bell?
Well, some people, this person contacted my parents because of the work I do.
Awesome. Well, I think that's amazing and congrats to that. And, you know, because of that moment, you know, doing the NASDAQ closing the bell, I mean, I'm sure that was a great experience for you, but because of that moment, what's your life been like now?
Well, after I discovered self-confidence, my life changed. I had a whole new way of looking at it. I became more confident and started believing in myself. And it turned out, the more you think positive and the more you have self-confidence and believe in yourself, the more good things will happen. Therefore, the more you think negative, the more bad things will happen.
Thanks for sharing that. And I totally agree with that. You know, you bring about what you think about, right? So because our mind can't tell the difference between what's good and bad, or what's real or fake. So the more we just keep on thinking good thoughts, the more things that we can attract, even if we have no clue how it happened or we can't explain it. So, you know, that's amazing. Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, or little girl, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be the one tip you would give to her?
Well, I actually have two tips to give to them, if that's okay.
Of course.
If you want to become confident, you have to do with what you love. When you do something you love and you put your heart and mind into it, you automatically become more confident because you're doing what you love and nobody's forcing you to do that. Another thing I would tell women on their own journey to self-confidence is to have a lot of knowledge. Read more. If you have knowledge, you know what you're talking about, and that makes it easier to talk about it.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love both tips that you mentioned, especially, you know, reading more. And it's so true, right? You just know more because you love what you're reading and, you know, you just love learning about it, that you're more confident to talk about it. So I think that's a really great tip that you mentioned. So thanks for sharing that. And Samira, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out, you know, the board game, the Coder Bunnies, is there any links or social media profiles that you could share with?
Well, I am on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and you can always go to my website, www.coderbunnieswithaz.com, to check out more stuff.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Samira, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfConfidence.com and search for Samira's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Samira today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show.
And I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Awesome. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed, you know, hearing your story more. For someone who's 9 years old, you know, you have so much wisdom already. So thanks again. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.